But even more dramatic was the third test, in which the researchers played an audio recording of an unfamiliar lion's roar. Which can be as unnerving as it sounds.
That's like having a stranger in your bedroom saying, "I own this place," right?
Now, in the control conditions, in which lions got spritzed with a simple saline solution, about half of them roared in return, maybe 50 or 60 times.
That's about right. So half of the lions are going to actually roar, and the other half are going to be looking, probably standing behind the guy who's roaring, and just looking and watching.
But when the lions were dosed with oxytocin,
there were zero. I mean, zero. They completely did not roar. That was astounding. You could just see this difference in demeanor. So they just laid there, and they looked. They turned their heads. They were curious. And they watched, but they're not getting up, puffing up, scent marking, and roaring.
With the oxytocin, it's like, oh, strangers, no big deal. And in some cases, it just seemed like, well, they're more interested in head rubbing with each other rather than worrying about the stranger.
The results give the team hope that oxytocin could provide a more effective way to introduce new lions into sanctuaries or reserves.
Because getting animals to become used to and accept strangers in their midst is an enormous challenge.
And that would be a big boost for conservation efforts.
And very key to using oxytocin to actually make a difference in the world.
A world with more tolerance and less roaring. Sounds darn near perfect. For Scientific Americans, 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.
So lions will do these sequences where they're like, roar, roar, ugh, ugh. And then they do grunts.